6. WFAN.
Kim Jones back with you here on The Fan 805. We will get back to your calls in just a moment. Dom Smith has homered 3 straight games for Dominic Smith. Good for him. Mets have a 1-0 lead. That is certainly not a lead that is safe, as we know, for the New York Mets. So, long way to go in Philadelphia tonight. I am so happy right now. Is Christy there, Pete? I'm getting 2 thumbs up on the other side of the glass. Terrific. Christy Ackert, who covers the New York Yankees, formerly covered the Mets, so maybe we'll get a question or two in there for Christy. But Christy, nice enough to join me now after a day game today at the stadium. Christy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am absolutely terrific. Are you going to London?
I leave tomorrow morning.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. I think it's going to be interesting to see everything that goes on. It'll be interesting, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be. The dimensions of that park are something, Christy, that actually I had a caller a Saturday or two ago who was really into it. And, you know, I kind of thought, well, you know, callers have different, you know, things that they're interested in. But now that we're getting closer to the games, I do think that sort of thing is going to be fun because it certainly isn't Fenway. And we know it's not Yankee Stadium. So all of it, I think, will be kind of interesting, like you said, especially for just 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about baseball is it's such a routine sport. Like, players are into their daily routines, their weekly routines, their season routines, and this is completely out of the norm. They're having 2 days off, and then they're playing 2 games, and they have another day off.
Right.
I mean, this is just bizarre to them.
Yes.
So it's going to be interesting to see that. It's also going to be interesting to see how they react when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these 2 teams were expected to be battling for the AL East. The Rays are playing great. You know, the Yankees have to come back, play the Mets, and then go down and play 4 against the Rays. It'll be interesting to see if there's jet lag, you know, if there's a hangover, or if this even factors into the race.
Christy, this, though, was probably as good a homestand as the Yankees ever could have hoped for. In fact, well, I mean, I know they have high expectations, but so maybe they hoped for it. But a great homestand, beat up on the Rays, beat up on the Astros, swept, of course, the Blue Jays, who couldn't hold leads today. I would think the worst thing that happened on this homestand, Christy, was Giancarlo Stanton getting injured again, this time the knee.
Absolutely. And nobody saw this coming.
Right.
They had lost 8 out of 11, and they're, you know, coming into this. It was a little concerning. And
mm-hmm.
It was interesting to see how they responded to the Astros, because they really, you know, those first 3 games, they were really ready for them.
Right.
Excuse me. And that's a good sign for Yankee fans. And the worst thing, yes, you know, that's not a good sign for Stanton. I know that, you know, he had an issue where he got hit on his left knee in rehab, and that caused a calf strain. I mean, he's had so many injuries already this year. It's concerning for now. It's got to be concerning down the road, too.
Yes, definitely would agree with that. Was there concern after the game, Christy, about James Paxton today? He has certainly not given them length very often at all. Today, again, didn't get out of the 5th and didn't look great the time he was in there. Any concern about him in particular?
Aaron Boone is never going to say that. And it plays well in the clubhouse. He has faith in his players. The 3 home runs, that's concerning. I mean, the ball's flying. It's hotter, so the ball's flying more. You know, Paxton seems to have these ups and downs where, I mean, I haven't seen him go through a dominant streak yet where he can you know, keep it going. You know, the knee has been a problem. He has a history where he doesn't get through seasons because of, you know, injuries. And it was asked today if there was a physical problem. They said no.
Hmm.
So, it's something definitely to keep your eye on. And, you know, that's a major concern for them because they don't have starting pitching that's giving them any depth right now except for Tanaka.
Christy, are you in the camp like a lot of us here at The Fan, including callers, who believe Brian Cashman will add at least 1 starting pitcher, if not 2?
I believe he will add 1 starting pitcher. And actually today I heard Sweeney Murphy talking about the possibility of another opener. And I kind of thought about that, and that makes some sense, too. That's some outside-the-box thinking that I could see Cashman looking at in terms of everybody knows the Yankees need a starter. They're going to hike the prices up. Maybe he goes another way. It'll be interesting.
It will be, and God knows the countdown to that will fill your notebook, and I'm sure you'll be filling the paper, because we've been talking trade deadline with the Yankees for a month now, and it's still a ways away, the end of July. So you'll certainly be busy during that span, as we know you always are. Kim Jones here on The Fan with Christy Ackert. Christy, when you look at the pieces that have come back and stayed healthy, that would be Judge, of course, Didi. They've had some others. What impact do you think just their presence made? I guess in particular with Judge and Didi, for obvious reasons, when they re-entered this clubhouse. Did you see a difference?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting to see, you know, them come back and defer to the players that had gotten to them to where they were. Hmm. You know, Judge has been very clear about, you know, these guys won series while I was out. And, you know, Didi the same. I think there's a level of not just comfort, but fun that happens when they're in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. And I think that is kind of what we're seeing. It's a very relaxed clubhouse and a very confident clubhouse right now. Mm-hmm. And having, you know, two guys like that in there, even though Didi hasn't exactly been hitting that well,
right.
That adds to that confidence.
Christy, what is your impression when you watch Glaber? I mean, he is so talented, and he is so talented, and really, in some ways, might be the best baseball player of the group. And I don't say that to slight Judge, because he's obviously very high on that list. But there's something about watching Glaber play, whether it's second or short, that he just seems so special.
And he's 22.
Yeah,
I mean that's what I have to remind myself every once in a while. It's like he is only 22 years old, and he gets better. I mean, like he has more power this year. And, you know, he said, well, I went home this winter and I said I wanted to be healthy and I wanted to work on my power. And that's what he's done. He is special. He's very level headed for a kid that age. He's very confident. He's one of those ones that you see at that age and you kind of know he's going to be special. I mean, he's still learning, which is scary.
Right.
He's probably going to get a little stronger. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he's so young. Yeah, he's really impressive.
Christy, last year you were covering the Mets, correct?
Yes.
So this actually isn't a Mets question. This is to set up the idea that last year at this time, I was taking calls where every caller wanted to talk Gary Sanchez, and every one of those callers wanted him out of the Yankees uniform. I don't hear from those guys very often anymore now, Christy. I'm just wondering, I know it's your first year around the Yankees as closely as you are now, but what strikes you when you talk to or about Gary Sanchez?
You know, the funny thing is I did a big story on catchers in spring training, and I just did one on him a week ago. And it's very interesting because analytically last year they were like, oh, he's doing a good job defensively because pass balls don't count as much as framing.
Okay.
And this year you see he's made some huge blocks behind the plate.
Yes.
I mean, just huge game-winning blocks.
Yes.
And everybody's like, oh, Gary's great. And his framing numbers are down. But just when he is healthy, what a dominant hitter he is. I mean, just a dominant overall player. He's actually a really good catcher. Because I measure that in terms of, you know, pass balls. Yes, important. But what also is important, he's good with his pitchers. His pitchers trust him. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen him go out and, you know, calm down Jay Happ, you know, much older player.
Right.
I've seen him, you know, Zach Britton's told me he saved his bacon many times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's having a great year. If it's not LeMahieu, Gary Sanchez is the MVP of this team this year.
And I was going to ask you about DJ LeMahieu. Numbers with runners in scoring position are absolutely off the charts, almost a .500 hitter in those situations. And I'm guessing, Christy, you saw him more when he was in Colorado, so that is a player you know, that you would see with limited regularity, but more so than you would most of the Yankee players, I would guess. What about DJ, in your opinion, has allowed him to not even have a transition to New York and to be as clutch as he's been?
He is so low-key. I mean, one of the things I love about him in this day and age when, you know, sneakers are the big rage,
mm-hmm.
He works out in a pair of sneakers that Greg Berg didn't like, you know, he just hand-me-downs, you know, I mean, he's like very old school.
Right.
He doesn't like striking out. You know, he won't say it in this analytical age publicly, but he doesn't like it. You can see how angry he gets.
Mm-hmm.
He's very low-key. He doesn't really, even when you're talking to him, he'll occasionally laugh, but there's no ups and downs with him. He's just consistent. Mm-hmm. He likes his routines. He's not bothered by anything. And, you know, he's just fits in so well.
Yeah, it is amazing. That, to me, I've called that one of Cashman's best signings. And he's had, you know, listen, they all have misses, but he's had a lot of good signings. But at this point, DJ LeMahieu looks like he's at least toward the top of that list, in my opinion. I do, if you don't mind, Christy, just want to shift gears to the Mets for a moment, if I could.
Sure.
It's pretty obvious Brody didn't see anything like what Alonso and McNeil are delivering coming, because he didn't really have them in his permanent plans this year, or he wouldn't have made some of the other moves he made. Do you remember the two of them from maybe spring trainings to the point where you thought that they could be really capable, you know, to say the least, major league players?
McNeil, no.
Okay.
I mean, McNeil was a good player, but I guess I didn't see it translating. You didn't hear about, like, the scouts didn't see it translating, so
okay.
You were kind of like, okay. Alonso, you were always amazed at how he could hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that struck me was I would go out and see the minor league backfields a lot, and he was a major league camp, but he was out there working with Tim Tuffel every day on mm-hmm. just basic drills, you know, at first base, just very basic stuff. And, you know, Tim told me, and it stuck with me, how hard of a worker he was. And then I saw him again last year at the Futures game, and he hit a ball over the foul pole at Nationals Park, mm-hmm. and it was like, wow.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, he said, well, I've always been able to hit a baseball a long way. I was like, okay,
yeah,
there you go.
And he can. He didn't lie to
yes,
you, Christy.
He did not
lie to you that day.
No.
This is not meant to be a cheap question, and it's not meant to be a Mets bashing question, but is there a difference as a beat writer and a great profile writer and columnist at times, that kind of thing, which you are all of those things in my view at the Daily News. Is there a significant difference, Mets and Yankees?
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference in that, you know, the Yankees don't seem as affected by things outside. Outside their clubhouse. You can write something that will annoy one of them, and you might hear about it. The Mets seem hyper aware of everything that's going on outside their clubhouse. Not just the players, the PR staff, and above. It just seemed it was more reactionary at times.
Right.
And the Yankees just don't really care as much, I don't think.
Right. Like, blinders on, more so, yeah.
I mean, they're generally, you know, yeah, they generally are like, okay, you can write what you want, and I don't read it or whatever. Well, the Mets will say they don't read it, and then you'll get, you know, a phone call from PR or something.
I gotcha. Give me one or two things that Christy Ackert is looking forward to doing in London besides covering two baseball games.
Well, I'm having dinner with Claire Smith, who delighted to be doing, because she's my mentor and one of my favorite people on earth.
She's wonderful. Please tell her hello for me.
I will. And I heard Prince Harry is coming to one of the games, and
yep.
So I'm going to be a little starstruck for that one.
You can be a fangirl for that, if I'm allowed to say fangirl. How's that?
Yeah, I would be happier if it was Prince George and Prince Charlotte, but hey, you know, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, Christy, I will be actually at Citi Field. Now, do you have those days off coming off the London trip?
I think I do. I'm not entirely sure, but if I don't, I hopefully will see you.
Yeah, if I miss you, we'll catch up again, I hope, at some point, maybe even after your season. But I'd love to see you there. So we'll see how that goes. But Christy, I hope you have a wonderful time in London, and I hope you have a great trade deadline if I don't talk to you before then, because you're going to be a busy woman.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much, Christy. Christy Ackert from the Daily News. I enjoy her perspective. I enjoy someone who can kind of compare and contrast the Mets-Yankees, and I certainly didn't have an angle when I asked that question. I just was curious, and I thought she gave a really good answer.